One day Joshua asked Nansen, "What is the way?" See, I had somebody just basically come in and ask me that today. See, one day Joshua asked Nansen. Joshua, for those of you who are new, is one of the greatest of the Zen masters. Many of the people who supposedly know this stuff, I don't, think that his realization was second only to Shakyamuni Buddha. And he served his teacher Nansen 40 years. Staggering. I served Roshi 27 years, and I was pretty much punch drunk, and I don't know, too many concussions, and emotional concussions, folks. We don't have anybody who misunderstands, because we sure do that, see. But what an amazing thing to serve a teacher, and Nansen was one of the great ones. Joshu, even greater. And that was what all teachers, see, seek. Those who have had true transmission. Roshi told me when he gave me transmission, he said, "Nyogen, you can give transmission to somebody that sees on an equal plane with you." But he said, the Dharma goes into deterioration. He said, the teacher seeks the student that excels. Because if you understand, we all lift together. And the Dharma has to continuously lift, and it hasn't for generations. See, a handful have kept it. Here in the United States, my despair is that it's probably already dead. But we'll see. Nansen said, Joshua asks him, "What is the way?" Nansen said, "The ordinary mind is the way." Don't make a mistake here. See, don't make a mistake here. This ordinary mind. Joshua said, "Is it still possible to aim for it?" See, to aim for this ordinary mind. And Nansen said, "If you attempt to turn towards it, then you are turning away from it." See, Joshua said, "When I make no attempt, how do I know this is the way?" Those of you who have been practicing here for years and years, that all comes up, doesn't it? How often do you come in here? "Well, I've got to have an understanding of it." See, because you don't even understand what understanding is. See? Nansen said, "The way is not in the realm of knowing or not knowing. Knowing is false consciousness." See? Knowing is false consciousness. That's me sitting there running an intellectual understanding to myself. See? See? This is false consciousness. And not knowing is insensibility. See? See? Numb, bum, stumbling along. I can tell you, sir, walking into walls. See? Bougies in. Oh, it's just my day-to-day life. That is a true and false statement. The great Zen paradox. See? But do you know, see, what your day-to-day life is? Roshi would say, "Yes, yes, it is just your life. But do you know what your life is?" See? What is my life? See, what is this life? You think that it is this neurotic mind that you walk around in with your greed and your self-service and your blindness to the suffering that's all around? See, that, from my own experience, with my own, through my own lineage and all, that's what most people get caught in. And they rise to a certain point, those that are skillful and clever, to do what? To do good for others, or to serve the self. See? And it becomes very easy to see. See? Very easy to see. The way is not in the realm of knowing or not knowing. Knowing is false consciousness, and not knowing is insensibility. If it is the true arrival of the way, where there is no doubt, it is like a great void, like a vacant hall, empty and open. How could one insist on affirming or denying? Now again, don't make a mistake. The sixth patriarch always started his talks by telling them, purify the mind. See, all of you here, purify the mind. Okay, those of you who have practiced here know I often would do this with this. Purify the mind. How do we do that? How do you do that? Simply sit here in a state of awareness. If you're already picking and choosing, saying that crazy old monk doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, I can't wait till I get out of here so I can go home on TV or go to a movie or go to a bar. See, you're not getting it. Purify the mind. Purify. What is the treasure, see, of the Dharma? Purity. Purity. What is purity? It is not Judeo-Christian ethic. See, we know what that has given us in the Middle East. See, purity means you sit here in that state of samadhi. You sit here in deep stillness. See, and then as you look out, this is what he's saying here. See, you look out into the great void. Void what? Emptiness. This now is changing 6,500 times. I say this over and over. Those of you who are so clever that you got it, plug your ears. And if you've got it, you can leave, but I don't think you've got it. 6,500 times a second. You see, old-time religion comes from the Avatamsaka, old-time religion. Actually, 6,500 times is slow compared to modern physics. Modern physics, decimal point, 43 zeros and a 1 times a second. That's pretty fast, Shikhan. See, Shikhan likes those plays. He's got Zen gut if you want to get in and play with him in physics and all that stuff. You can hook into him from our website. See, it's fast. See, now how do you live in this present moment? See, the moment I say moment, it's the past. And if what I said, you are locked into it in your head, talking to yourself, you're living in a fantasy. You are living in a fantasy. And in that fantasy, you're making projections. Liking, disliking, right and wrong. See? Right and wrong, like, dislike. And then you project out. Where? Here. This is gone. Then you build on that projection. You actually build a fabricated world that you're looking at. You fabricate the world around you. And don't try to understand that. It is beyond the realm of understanding. Not knowing is most intimate. What does it mean, not knowing? All right, get quiet. Purify the mind. It means stop talking to yourself for a moment. Just sit here. See, sit here in the present moment. What's to be known? You know everything there is. See, you know it perfectly.